Just a few ideas and halachot from Rav Ben Ish Chai, Rav Ben Yosef Chaim, Alav Shalom, in his Sefer on Yosef Chai, Parashat Va'era. Halakha Gimal, where he discusses two basic kavanot in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So he says, Amru Rabotenu, Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Yesh Bo Shene Devarim, Shehem Echad Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. Number one, accepting the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vashini Yehud Hashem Itbarach, the oneness of God. Venoda, Ki Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim Hi Bashem Elokenu. When we say the word Hashem Elokenu, that we're accepting the Kabbalah of what? Malchut Shamayim, the kingdom of God. That's the, and the Emunabi, Yehud Hashem, and then the oneness of God, which means that there is no other force, no other power in the world, that He created everything alone, one, that's in the Hashem Echad. So therefore the Pasuk would mean Shema Yisrael, which would be listen, or understand, which would be a better interpretation. And Shema also was a Lashon Kabbalah, which means we're accepting upon ourselves. Number one, Hashem Elokeinu Malchut Shamayim. On the contrary, number two, Hashem Echad. That's why he says, if you notice, the last letter of the word Shema, the Ayin is written in a big font, in the Sidurim, as well as the Dalid of Echad is written in the big font, which spells the word Ed, which we're actually giving a testimony. We are Edin to these two beliefs, that there is Malchut Shamayim, and we accept upon ourselves, and that Hashem Echad. Furthermore, it should be noted, the Shamei Sibur brings from the Sefer Hasidim in Siman Yudchet, Shim lo kara pasuk lishon bekavana, if one did not have kavana in the first pasuk of Shema, Yazor v'yikra oto belachash. He should read it a second time, but in a low voice, of alo bekol ram, but not out loud, shenirei k'shtei reshuyot. Because then it looks like you're accepting upon yourself two deities by saying Shema Yisrael simultaneously, back to back. וכן כתב הבית חדש, והתז כתב שימתין איזה זמן, ואחר חוזר וקורא. The Taz wanted to say that just wait a little bit, and then you can read it even out loud. Because the only problem of reading Shema twice in a row, like you're accepting two deities, is if you do it simultaneously. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. But if you pause in between, there is no problem. So what's the shiur that one has to wait? The shiur that it takes to walk Chaf Bet Amma, the Ben Ish Chai says. 22 amud, so that's the distance to walk, let's say, 40 feet. So it could take maybe about 30 seconds, let's say. The Kadam again, Abraham, Shim Niskal, Lachash, okay, so that's that. Last but not least, one should cover his eyes with his right hand, the Ben Ish Chai says, when he says the Kiryat Shema. Even a lefty should cover his hand, in this case, with his right hand, which is, even though his right hand is the weaker hand, a lefty should not use his left hand to cover his eyes for Kiryat Shema. In Halakha, here the Ben Ish Chai says, Nashim, אפגעב דפטורים מקריאת שמה מפני שמצד השיר זמן גרמה they're exempt from the שמה חייבים מדינה בקבלת מלכות שמיים but they are obligated to accept מלכות שמיים at least once a day על כן חייבים לפחות לקרות פסוק ראשון the ladies at least should say the first פסוק of קריאת שמה and he says also it's proper to teach them ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד more than that that already is considered extra so therefore we should tell our wives that they should be saying at least the first two pesukim Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem minimally on a daily basis so just to review again the three halachot number one is the kavana in Kiryat Shema that's on Malchut Shamayim in Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad is the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then we understand why the letters Ayin and Dalet are written in a big font that we are giving testimony like Edim to these principles and then we understand as well that the Shema should be said with Kavanah if it's not said with Kavanah he says it again but he says it in a low voice not to look as if he's accepting upon himself two deities unless he makes a break in between then already he can say it out loud furthermore one should be careful to tell the wives the ladies to say the Shema at least once a day minimally the first two pesukim